Okay, good morning everybody. Shavua Tov. Welcome back to our Shmiras HaLashon class learning as we prepare for Matan Torah. Kol Asher Dibra Hashem Na'aseh V'Nishma, Kol Asher, Bein Adam L'Chaveru, Bein Adam L'Makom. So Hashem should help us to talk be mekabel, Kol Asher Dibra Hashem. Let us begin with the Tefillah Al HaDibur, please. Ribono She'olam, Yihi Ratzon Mefanecha, Al Rachum V'Chanin, She'tizakeni Hayom, V'Chol Yom, Lishmar Piyu, Lishani Mirashin, Haru V'Chilus. Ezar Medabra Afil Al Yishyachid, V'Kol Shekein HaKal Yisrael, O Achelek Mehem. V'Kol Shekein Mishraim Al Midosef Shal Kosh Baruch Hu. Ve'ezar Medabra Divrei Sheker Chanufa, Mecholkes Kaas, Gaiva Onas Dvarim, Habanas Panim Leitzanes, V'Chol Dibra Asur, V'Zakeni Shalo Lidabra, Kim Dabra Hatzarich, Leinani Gufi,
We are learning Lezeichon Nishmaso and Lilui Nishmaso Tzvi Gerishon Benyol Vachana Alav Hashem is Neshama Hav an Aliyah Neschus Alis of the Torah that we will share today. Also as an Aliyah Neshama and Zechira Neshama for Zev Wolf Ben Yeshaya. May his Neshama have an Aliyah Neschus of the Torah we will share. And with Alyssa's gracious permission, continued refuels for Bracha Avigai Bas Rachel Gita Besoch Sha'archole Yisrael. So there was a mitzvah in this past week, Parshios Bahar B'chukosai, that relates very much to our class learning. The pasuk says in Parshios Bahar, okay, it's Parachof Hei Pasuk Yedzayin Velo Sonu Ish Es Amiso Velo Sonu Ish Es Amiso. One man may not harass his fellow. V'yareisame Elokecha, and you shall fear God. Ki eni Hashem Elokechem, I am Hashem your God. And Rashi says, what is the mitzvah of Velo Sonu Ish Es Amiso? Man may not harass his fellow. Rashi says, Kan he's here al ona'as dvarim. Here the Torah warns against verbal harassment. Shelo yachnit es chaveiro, you shall not annoy your fellow with words. Velo yasienu eitza she'enu hogeneslo, you should not give advice that is not appropriate for him. Lefi darko, according to his way of life. Vahana so you should only give him advice and words that are appropriate for his way of life and his benefit and his pleasure. Shelo eitz. Oh no, I'm sorry, I said the Rashi wrong. Sorry. You should not annoy him nor give him advice that's appropriate according to the way of life and benefit of the advisor. So that is onas dvarim. If you give advice that is not appropriate for him, but is the fidark of an social yo eats, it's good for you. It's with accordance with your way of life. That is forbidden. V'im tomer, and you might say, mi yodea, who will know in im niskavanti l'ra? Who knows if I intended for bad or not? Nobody knows that I was trying to annoy him. It seemed like an innocent remark. I knew it would annoy him, but nobody else could tell, so I'm not really over on this lav. L'kach nemar, that's why the pasuk concludes, V'yareisa me'elokecha, you shall fear your God. Because remember, I quoted the pasuk, V'lo sonu ish es amiso, the end of the pasuk is V'yareisa me'elokecha. So why does it end with you shall fear, you shall revere your God? Because hayodeh machshavos, Hashem knows your thoughts. He knows what has been given over to your heart. So you think nobody knows you're really annoying him. You call a nickname in public that you know annoys him. Excuse me, this is a form of verbal harassment. And nobody else knows it annoys him. So everyone else might think it's a term of endearment, but you know from past it annoys him. So you think nobody knows. So Hashem says, you know who knows? I know. No one can recognize what you have done except you in your own heart. But however, Namar Bovi Yareis Mael Kecha comes to teach you that the Ribono Sha'olam knows. And again, just to reiterate, when we begin with this Tefillah Al Hadibur, okay, so what we ask is we should not speak Sheker or Chanufa or Mechelkes or Kas Gaiva Ona'as Dvarim. We say that every time we begin this shir, ve'ezahayr milidaber, I shall be on guard not to speak ona'as dvarim. What is ona'as dvarim? Here we have the mitzvah in Parshas Bahar, verbal harassment. So we will be talking about this mitzvah of ona'as dvarim more in depth. I begin in this past week's Mishpacha, an article by Yonasan Rosenblum. I've only taken excerpts. It's obviously very kedai to read. If you didn't read it, you should. But I'm beginning with a piece by Yonasan Rosenblum. I only marked the parts that I want to share with you for purposes of today's class. On Leil Shabbos. Not this past Leil Shabbos. Leil Shabbos is in the day after Lag BaOmer. On Leil Shabbos, my Rav shared a story of Rav Yashuv Zatzel during the 1982 Lebanon War. Every day, Rav Yashuv would ask for the names of the wounded so he could daven for them. One day, he was informed that a rocket had fallen on Meiron and killed a Jewish woman. Said Rav Elyashiv Zatzal, if someone was killed in Meiron, then there is a powerful kitrug against Klal Yisrael in Shamayim. And Rav Elyashiv was speaking, right, to Rabbi Yonason Rosenblum, of one death. Actually, I'm not sure if he's a rabbi. I don't know. And Rav Elyashiv was speaking of one death, not 45. And one day during the year, not a day when we joyously celebrate the cessation of the deaths of the Talmidim of the great Rabbi Akiva. No segment of the religious community was excluded from the pain. The Niftarim included Hasidim and Litvak, Sephardim and Ashkenazim, Haredim and national religious, Israelis and those from Chutzarts, who excitedly came to join the tens of thousands of their fellows at Meiron. Finally, we were united. United, if only in anguish. Later on Motzei Shabbos, after Lag BaOmer, I joined hundreds of others Har Nof residents at the Levaya of Elazar Yitzchak, known as Azi Koltai, a recent bar mitzvah boy. His father is an acquaintance with whom I share many friends. The Levaya takes place in the main building of the Cheder, where my grandsons learn. I've been there many times before, for sitter parties, for siyumim on the completion of a sefer or a chumash. Tonight, however, the only sound heard as we approach the building is that of heartrending wailing. I cannot make out much of the hespedim through the sobbing of Azi's brother, brothers-in-law, and father, even though the hespedim are largely in English. But I do learn, and this was confirmed by friends of mine who are much closer to the family, that he was unfailingly friendly, upbeat, and an enthusiastic young man. No family member could remember him ever being angry. He was 13 years old. So I didn't just choose this as a memorial tribute, and it's worth reading about all of the 45 Niftarim to be inspired and change our lives. But I specifically picked this piece as it relates to the topic of today's shir. We daven in the tefillah al hadibur when we start the shir every day, every shir, when we start every other week. As a har miladaber, the reshaker chanufa mechol gaskaiva kas gaiva unas tvarim mechol dibur aser. We shouldn't have kas. We shouldn't have an as tvarim. We shouldn't have gaiva. Listen about Ozzy. No child of 13. No family member could remember him ever being angry. He was once brought close to tears by the fear of hurting someone's feelings, because everyone in the class wanted to sit next to him and he didn't want people to be insulted. This is fully believable as I survey the stunned faces of his classmates as they approach the mita to ask mechila. One of the father's closest friends relates how just less than a year ago, the father turned to him at Ozzy's bar mitzvah and expressed his pride and joy in his youngest child, the only one fully educated in Eretz Yisrael, after the family made aliyah from Pseik. At the Shuvah house, I hear more stories about Ozzy that bring out his unique chayin. Yesterday, the mailman was found crying outside the building. Why was he crying? He told a passerby upon hearing that Ozzy had been lost. He always helped me distribute the mail. He always stopped to speak to me. A building contractor who worked on the Koltai's apartment related that his air workers would not tolerate children around when they were working, but they would always let Ozzy follow them and observe whatever they were doing. One of the members of the shul in which the Koltai's daven pays a very large amount each year to have an empty seat next to him, but he was delighted when Ozzy would take that seat. They had bonded when Ozzy was 11 as chavrusas on a ski vacation. Ozzy seems to have had a premonition that his sojourn in this world would be brief. Last week, he rushed home from Cheder to eat a 20-minute lunch with his father, and he kept telling his mother in recent months, "I am going away soon." As I returned from delivering food on Shabbos food to my mother, continues Yonason Rosenblum, the rabbi was speaking on the radio, and he relayed the words of one of the Gedolim, who said, "Before all the explanations and all the cheshbonos, we must first be quicker to forgive our fellow Jews. We have to be slower to anger, quicker to sympathize. We have to be less jealous. On a day when so many Jewish neshamos have been lost and so many others hang in the balance," this was last Friday, "at the very least, let us value more highly all the Jewish neshamos that remain." In his Leil Shabbos drasha, my Rav informed us that every one of the Gedolei Hador who had been asked about the tragedy, had identified in one form or another sinas chinam as the culprit. Even a drop more hatred than is justified is an expression of sinas chinam for which the second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Similarly, any hatred of another that has some element of personal interest is an expression of sinas chinam. In the Shir on the Das of the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva, given 20 years ago, Rav Moshe Shapir Zatzal said, anyone who thinks their sin of not showing kavod was failure in Bein Adam Mechaver is a fool. Their failure to give kavod was much finer. What was their failure? It was a lack of kavod HaTorah. They viewed one another as just one more Talmud Chacham in the Beis Medrash without seeing the uniqueness in every Jew. And I thought that it was very interesting what he points out now. One second. One more paragraph. And then, as the names of those neshamas lost at Meron were publicized, we sought out every detail. We wanted to know something about their lives. We stared at the pictures, trying to contemplate the magnitude of the losses. Two sets of brothers, fathers of 8, 9, 11 children, the new father of an infant daughter, and we cried. I saw yesterday that there are 63 children without fathers as a result of the Meron disaster. But Yonatan Rosenblum says something so interesting. But now we want to know about them. Now we read about their lives. But had we seen those lost on the street the day before, especially if they didn't belong to our particular group within the Torah world, would we have bothered to notice them at all? They would have been for us just another number of the collective Torah Jews, but not unique individuals. And there lies an aspect of the corrective. We must learn to seek out the individuality of our fellow Jew. I'm skipping what I wanted to tell you even. At the very least, we can use what has befallen us as a wake-up call to value each and every one of our fellow Jews as a singular expression of Klal Yisrael. We must enter the world of our fellow Jews. We must be sensitive to the pain that they experience. We must notice them while they're alive, not after the fact. And if the lack of the most refined sensitivity to the kavod of their fellows, a unique expression of the Tzelo Melukim amongst the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva, brought about, in Rav Shapira's words, a loss of Torah, the world was almost returned to its state of tohu after the deaths of Rabbi Akiva's students. Can we be surprised if we witness terrible tragedies in our day, in the wake of blatant acts of disgrace to Talmidei Chachamim and open violence between factions, even during the days of Sfira? And he ends by saying, enough already to machlokas, enough to all petty divisions. But that is our introduction. You will see how relevant it is to the piece we are going to be learning today. Can you see my screen? Yes, thank you. This is the Sefer HaChinuch. Okay. Mitzvah Shin Lamed Ches, 338. On the mitzvah in this past week's parsha, Parshas Bahar, it's a double parsha. Something that we daven for in the Tefillah HaDibur, that we should not annoy our fellow. And there are many parameters to this mitzvah. Ozzy, the mail carrier, was found crying outside the building because when he found out who had lost his life, he said he always stopped to talk to me. And he was once brought to tears because he was afraid of insulting the friends who could not sit next to him when everyone wanted to sit next to him. And no one in his family can ever remember him becoming angry. A child of 13. In an email his mother sent out, she said she knows that his tafkid was completed in this world. He was a perfect tzaddik. She said, I am not exaggerating. Ask anyone who knew my son. So there's a lot to learn and there's a lot of avoda to be done. So let us look at this mitzvah. Okay, Shelo lahonos echad miYisrael b'dvarim. You should not oppress anyone in Israel with words. I was just listening to a shir before Shabbos by Rabbi Zev Lef. It was a few years ago. It was from some years back. He was talking about this mitzvah, and you're going to see it in the chinuch. But he was saying, let's say you buy a dress in a store. Okay, you go, you buy a dress, and the next week you see it in the window of a different store. So now you go into that. So you have absolutely, he said, no intention of buying the dress in the other store. You already bought the dress in the first store. You just want to know the price. You want to know for yourself if you got a good deal, if you didn't get a good deal. So you walk into the store. Can you ask the salesperson or the store owner, if it's a small boutique, what is the price of that dress? And they get very excited to buy that because they think they're about to make a sale. And you know that you have absolutely no intention of buying that dress. But you say, you know, see that dress in the window. It's very pretty. How much does it cost? You were just over this love. And Rabbi Lav said, people do this all the time. This is over love. You just called verbal harassment. You just annoyed your fellow. You brought pain to them because you made them think that they're making a sale. And they're not, that love actually falls under this category. Okay, so you just used your words to cause pain to another Jew. Now you think, what's the big deal? I'm window shopping. Everyone's allowed to window shop. Has a pasuk envy, erase me al kecha. Shall fear God. I am Hashem who knows hadavar hamusar l'liv. So let us look at the chinuch here. Shalola hanos echad mishal bedvarim. You are not allowed to oppress your fellow Israelite with words. Shalola hanos echad mishal bedvarim. You're not allowed to oppress your fellow Israelite with words. Klomar. Shalom nomar l'Yisrael dvarim shiach ivehu v'yitzarehu. You should not say words to him. Oh, I forget when I do that. Okay, actually, it's okay. Shalom nomar dav l'Yisrael dvarim shiach ivehu v'yitzarehu. You shouldn't say words to your fellow that cause pain, ko'ev, and sa'ar, agmas nefesh, anguish to your fellow. And he has no way of helping himself. He has no way of extricating himself from the pain that your words just cause him. And explicitly, the sages say, "Befeirush and Baba Metzia, Keitzad how im haya bal teshuva lo yamar lo zichar masim harishonim." If he was about to shuva, he's a chozer b'teshuva, which I should be, maybe. You too, but certainly me. If a person is about to shuvah, you shouldn't say, oh, remember what you used to do? Rabbi Zavlev said, you can't say, remember when you used to eat treif? Remember when you used to work on Shabbos? Hayu chala'im bain alav. Look at this one. If illnesses befall him, lo yomah lo, you shouldn't say, oh, you know why illnesses befell you? Because you are such a sinner. I said over in a couple, last time we had shir was 2 weeks ago, and I said this over in a couple of different shir, but someone reached out to me after Shmiras HaLashon class, someone who apparently listens online. I don't even know who she is, I don't know where she lives, I don't even remember the name, she wrote it in the email, but I remember the story that she wrote. It was about 30 years ago, and her mother, this is mamish literally over on this lav, her mother was suffering from tongue cancer. Again, this is totally anonymous, I don't know where this lady lives. I had never contact with her before this email. I don't even remember the name that was on the email. Is what she emailed me. Every time she hears a shir on Shmiras HaLashon, she wants to know, you know, Torah approach to this insight. Was this woman right or wrong? So her mother was ill with tongue cancer. And when she met up with an acquaintance in the neighborhood and they started talking and the mother's diagnosis came out. And this acquaintance said to this poor woman, wow, you must have spoken so much Lashon Hara that Hashem did that to you. This is a true story. So she wanted to know what I thought. Was this the correct to her approach? And maybe this woman had learned so much about Shmiras HaLashon that she was trying to help her mother. I was obviously horrified. And I told her, I'm so sorry that your poor mother, Allah Hashem, she has since been nifteres, had to suffer through this. And it was absolutely no one knows the cheshbonos of the Ribbono Shel Olam. No one has any right to say such a thing. And you know, her mother should have eternal rest, but it's still, she's the daughter. She wasn't even on the receiving end of the onas tvarim, and it's 30 years later, and it causes her tremendous agmas nefesh. This is clearly beferish, absolutely wrong, and here it is in the chinuch. Here you go. Haya chala'im bain alav. If illness, choli, comes upon him, lo yomer lo kederech shamru chaver v'li'iov, halo yir'ascha kisilasecha. Is not your fear of God, your confidence. So Eov's friends, when all his tragedies befell him, said you had too much, you think that you, no, one second, look at the footnote, the afflictions came upon you because you were lacking in proper reverent fear of God. So in other words, Bekitzer, in plain English, wow, you must have done so many sins that Hashem brought that upon you. You see someone who is suffering terribly, you are not allowed to say. Then if a person says that, they're over on the sub. So you can't say to a Baal Teshuva, remember when you used to eat at McDonald's? And you can't say to someone sick, wow, you must have spoken so much Lashon Hara. No wonder Hashem did this. This is on the category of Ona Asdvar. Ra'a chamari mivakshim tvua. If you see donkey drivers who are looking for grain to feed their donkeys, lo yamar lehem lechu etzel ploni, v'hu yodei she'en lo. You can't say, oh, I know where you could find buying feed for your animals by so-and-so's farm. They have feed available, and you know there's nothing there. That's also usur. Velo yomar letagar, and you can't say to the merchant, bekama chifet zeh, or how much does this dress cost? That's example Rabbi Lef used. V'hu einu otzel akach, but you don't really want to take it. You're not purchasing it. Rabbi Lef said, you bought it last week. You just want to know if you got him at sea or not. So you have no intention of taking it. So all of these fall into the category of forbidden speech. And we tend to think of forbidden speech as saying Lashon Hara, but I think because of this class, I hope, besides Rami and Alyssa, I hope that all of us horizons are brightened, horizons have been broadened. And forbidden speech is not just what we used to think when we were kids. You know, no Lashon Hara, Lamed, hey, you belong in Pre-1A. We moved way past that. Yes, that's Usher, but there's other things that are Usher. And under the category of Ona Astvaram, you can't say to a former sinner who is now repentant, remember what you used to do. If someone is sick and you say, wow, you must have done a lot of sins that God brought that sickness upon you. You can't go say, how much is the dress when you have no intention of buying the dress. And finally, you can't give someone, oh, I know where you could get food for your animals. I know. You can't say to the merchant I just said, and you can't get food for, this way you could get food for the animals, and there is no food for the animals. All these are fall under the category of forbidden speech. Mamish forbidden speech. Shoresh mitzvah zu yadua. What is the root of this mitzvah? It's well known. Kihula teit shalom bein abrios. You know what the root of this mitzvah is? To put peace between creations. I thought it was very piercing what Nelson Rosenblum wrote, that now we're so interested in the lives of these 45 Niftarim who were Rachman al-Tzan murdered, killed, lost their lives on such a holy day full of Kedusha. But if they would have passed us in the street the day before, would we have really been so interested in them? Especially if they weren't from our faction, would we have taken the time to get to know them, to have a kind word, to be more patient? Something to ask ourselves. It's an interesting nakuda. And it's sad. How does he end his piece? Enough already to machlokas. Enough to all petty divisions. And the chinuch is going to touch upon machlokas momentarily. Shoresh mitzvah zu yadua, kihula teit shalom bein abrios. In last week's parsha, in the beginning of Bechukosai, after listing the blessings, the pasuk says, v'nasati shalom ba'aretz, I'll give peace in the land. And Rashi says, there's already food, there's already drink, what else do you need? Rashi says, in ein shalom ein klum. If there is no peace, there is nothing. Mikan shal shalom shakul kenegar akol. Right in the beginning of Bechukosai, Perachav Vav. If there's no shalom, there's nothing. From here you learn that shalom is equal to all. Shoresh mitzvah zu. Why does Hashem forbid us from using our speech to oppress and annoy and aggravate and cause pain to others? Kihula teit shalom bein abrius. It's to cause shalom between creations. The God of Hashalom, Shabo habrach mitzvah. Shalom is so great because through shalom, blessing is found in this world. The kasha hamachlokes. And machlokas, strife, is so hard. Kama kilalos v'kama tekalos tulius ba. How much curses and how much misfortune come to us because of machlokas. Well, there is never room for machlokas, and the purpose of not doing or not asfarim to somebody else is not only to not cause them pain, but hopefully by holding back on our forbidden words, we are increasing shalom. Midinei ha-mitzvah. What are the laws of the mitzvah, says the chinuch. Excuse me. Kama azharos v'kama zirozin shehizharnu zichonam lebrecha b'inyan zeh shalola hachiv habrius b'shum davar. So there are how many warnings and how much have they made us to, you know, how much zrizus do they want us to have that they warned us, the sages, may their memories be a blessing, in this matter. We should not lahachiv habrius b'shum davar. We should not be the source of causing pain. People are not pain. People have enough hisodos. People have enough challenges in life. We should not be the source of causing pain to creations, b'shum davar, in any matter, v'lo levayisham, and not to embarrass them. Embarrassment primarily comes through words, whether it's verbal words or words that you post online, it comes through words. V'hafligo b'davar ad sha'amu, and they discern, they distinguish the matter. They distinguish the matter until they said, Shelo yisala einav alamikach b'shash eino damim. You should not even window shop. Now, I don't think this means in a big mall today, where people, you know, very often window shopping leads to purchase prices and the store owner's not standing there. It's some employee who's in quiet times is probably standing on their cell phone. behind the counter, scrolling through and not paying much attention to you anyways. But if you're going on the small shops, let's say you're on Central Avenue and it's small, you know, there's a lot of different from stores and there's a lot of clothing stores and people work very, very hard for Parnassah. Rabbi Pesach Krohn points out, I read it many years ago in one of his Magid books, that the words for Parnassah and Melchama are the same. Lechem and Melchama, bread and war, are the same shoresh. Mazon is food, mizonos, and clay zayin is implements of war. Michya v'kalkala is the same word as kilyon. Kalkala, sustenance, kilyon is like machlan and kilyon, to be finished off. So he said it teaches you that making parnas is a battle. So we have to be sensitive. You can't just stop, go into a store, from own store on Central Avenue and put your eyes on the item, but you don't have money. You know you can't buy it today. You reached your budget for the month. It's usher. That person is, you know, how much is it? It's such beautiful fabric. And then you walk on and you say, no, thank you. You have to be very on guard that even with allusions or hints through your words, it shouldn't even sound like there's any sort of slanderous, dangerous, inappropriate speech being made here. Ki ha-Torah hikpida harbe ba'ona'as hadvarim. Because the Torah was extremely, extremely exact when it came to onas dvarim, verbal harassment with words, lefishu hu davar kasha meod lelev habrios, because this is a matter that is very harsh in the heart of creation. We all know how we feel when we have been on the receiving end of harsh words. So let us be sure we're never on the giving end of harsh words that cause someone else pain. It causes so much pain and anguish that people are even more makpid when it comes to being the receiving end of onas dvarim, even more than money, because this is our very dignity. Money can be replaced, but you know what sometimes can't be replaced? Human dignity can sometimes not be replaced. The Kamosha Amru Zichon Rav Racha, like the sages say, Gedola Ona'as Dvarim Me Ona'as Mamun. Verbal harassment is a greater sin than harassment with monetary matters. How do you know? Because the Pasuk in Bahar, okay, two Pesukim before Onas Dvarim, the Pasuk says, when you make a sale to your fellow, another Jew, or when you buy something from the hand of your fellow, this is Chaf Hei Yodalet, Al Tonu Ish Asachiv, Rashi says, Zo Onas Mamon. Okay, one man may not oppress the other, so you can't charge exorbitant fees, and you can't rip somebody off, and you can't tell them they're getting diamonds when they're really getting a cheap crystal. You're not allowed to cheat somebody in monetary value. But listen, listen to the end of the pasuk. V'chi simku mimkar la'amisecha, I translate already. Okana miyal amisecha, al tonu isha sachiv. End of the pasuk. When it comes to onas dvarim, it says v'lo sonu isha samiso, v'yareisam elokecha k'ni Hashem elkecha. Wow. The pasuk about onas mamon just ends. Don't do onas mamon, period. The pasuk about onas dvarim ends with v'yareisam elokecha k'ni Hashem elkecha. And therefore, Chazal say, gedola onas dvarim me onas mamon. Onas dvarim, causing verbal oppression with your words, is a greater sin than financial oppression. Could you imagine? Financial oppression can be devastating, but you know what's even more devastating? That can be reinstated with Be'ezras Hashem and a new business deal. You can get your money back, but if your dignity is torn asunder, and if you feel you have been murdered, it is very hard for a person at times to get their life back. Sheba'onas dvarim hu omar v'yareisam el-kacha, which is what I just explained to you, because by onas dvarim, Chazal say, the pasuk ends with, you shall revere the Almighty. By onas mamon, it doesn't say that. V'lo yeh be'afsha liktov pra. Oh, look what he says now. V'lo yeh be'afsha liktov pra kol dvarim sheyesh bam tzar labris. You think I could write every single detail of what onas dvarim entails? You think I could write every single example of what it means not to cause pain with your words to another human being? Aval kol achad tzarich lizeher kafi mashira. But every person should be discerning. According to what you could see, according to what you know, every single person needs to be very careful. Think before we speak. Is that going to be over? Onas dvarim. You know where you could get food at such and such location, and you know there's no food. How much does that dress cost? It's so beautiful. No, thank you. I was just window shopping. You're over. Could you imagine? Remember when you used to eat pork? Was it good? Wow, I wish I could eat pork. It's on nice farm. Ki Hashem Baruch Hu Yodea Kol Psiosav V'chor Mizosav Remizosav. Hashem knows all your steps. Hashem knows all your hints. You might be able to trick your fellow man and say, I meant it for your good. I thought you liked that nickname. I didn't know you were embarrassed. But you know who knows? Hashem knows all your steps. Hashem knows all your remazim. He knows what your words are being used for. Ki ha'adam, it's mamish alav. It's mamish alav under the category of Shmiras Halashon. Ki ha'adam yir'elei na'im v'hu yir'el aleiv. Famous paraphrase from Sefer Shmuah, I believe. Because Hashem, a man only sees with his eyes. But God sees on a much deeper level. Ki adam yirei le'inayim. We only see what's visible to our eyes. But God sees the innermost workings of who we are and what we do. The kama ma'isim kasavnu lana zichrona l'vracha b'midrashim l'mod azeh musar. V'ikarin upon how many stories have the Chazal written for us in the different midrashim to teach us chastisement in this area. When is this mitzvah of onas dvarim? So again, it's not just putting that quotes, midos tovus. It's not just good advice. It's a law in the Torah. I attended a levaya yesterday afternoon, my father's first cousin's wife. So the families were always very, very close. After the Holocaust, there wasn't much family. So my father had two first cousins that the families were very, very close. How close were they? Two of my kids came to the levaya. Now that's my second cousins are now sitting Shiva for their mother. Two of my kids on their own volition came to Levaya. Very, very close. She was an extremely special, fine, exemplary, wow, amazing woman. There were literally hundreds and hundreds of women at the Levaya. Some of her Talmidos, people from Bikur Cholem. It was an overflow crowd. It was unbelievable. In Borough Park, besides for all the seating, all the aisles, all the divisions in the hallways. I mean, it was unbelievable. Kavod amazing, how many lives she touched. But in his hasbid, her husband, my father's first cousin, maybe, I don't know if you knew her, Brenda Klein, Alaha Hasham, she was a math teacher for many years. She lived in Flatbush. Fine, fine woman. So her husband said something in the hasbid that was very meaningful. The whole thing was meaningful, but he said, I ask Mechila. The mita was right in front of the lectern where he was speaking. And he said, I ask Mechila for anything I said and should not have said, and for anything I should have said and did not. I ask Mechila for anything I did and should not have done, and anything I should have done and did not. And Henny writes in her book, Henny Machas al Hashem teaches that just like we will have to give a chashbon and nefesh for words that we said that were damaging under this category of anas dvarim, we'll have to give a chashbon and nefesh for words we should have said that were complimentary but did not say. And we have to take a musar. A boy like Ozzy Koltai was 13 years old. The mailman was outside the building crying because he always had a kind word. And how do we use our words? Are our words being used to cause undue pain that can never be undone? It's worse than Onas Mamon. It's not me Chard saying this. You see the chinuch in front of the screen. Go look up the mitzvah. It's not me. V'nohagas mitzvah zu b'chol makum v'chol zman b'scharim v'kenev uvin nekevos. Everyone is chayiv in this mitzvah, males and females. V'afilu b'ktanim. Even in regard to children, ra'ui lihizaher shelo lahachivim b'dvarim yoser midai. And this is something that sometimes we forget about this. That even when it comes to young children, we have to be very careful not to cause them pain with words, excessively. Zulasi b'masha tzrichin harbe kedei sheichu musar. Besides for what we need to tell children so that they will take musar, it even applies to children. V'afilu b'vanav u'b'vinosav b'nei beiso sha'adam. Sometimes a person is so friendly in the street and the onas dvarim, rachman al etzlan, may appear in his home. So he is constantly harassing the people in his house, but as a tzaddik on the street, you're over the lav, even when it comes to his sons and his daughters and the people in his home. So this is a lot of halachos into the category and the parameters of onas dvarim, and it's not just, you know, a nice character, a fine character. It's mamash a mitzvah. The hamekel b'hem shalo, the tzarim b'inyanim, ele yim tzachayim brach v'kavod. Wow. Just you should be makel if you can. Don't be such a Don't be such an auction. Don't be so exacting. If you could be makel and you could not cause pain in certain matters, you will find a life of blessing and honor. And someone who is over on this mitzvah, this love of anas dvarim, v'heichiv eschaver bedvarim, and you cause pain to your friend. So again, clearly this is a mitzvah of shmiras halashon. It's what we say in the tefillah dibur, v'heichiv eschaver bedvarim. You cause tsa'ar to your friends with words, ba'oshen shepershu chachamim lezichron al v'recha, in the way that the sages of blessed memory explained, b'bal teshuva, in regard to achuzer b'teshuva, uvechola, someone who's sick, v'koyotze behen, over alav zeh. We are over. Aval ein lokin alav. Listen to the last line of this paragraph. Aval ein lokin alav. There's no malchus. Lefisha ein bo maisa. Because there is no action. You didn't carry out an action, so there's no malchus. So I'm not familiar with the halachas of malchus at all, but I believe that if it's a lo tase, where there's an action, you were over lo tase with your action, so you get malchus. But here there's no action, so there's no malchus. But, says the chinuch, don't think you're getting off scot-free. Because over, where did he say it? Hichiv eschaveru bidvarim, someone who causes pain to his friends with words. You're over the lav, but there's no malchus. However, says the chinuch, v'kama malchios mibli ritzua shel egel, yesh biyad ha'adon ha'mitzvah al zeh yisrael v'yisparech. How many malchus is that person going to get without the whip, without the, it's translated as whip of a calf skin. So when a person gets malchus by basting their whip physically with the whip of a calf skin. So you think, oh, so I won't get malchus, so I could do the aveira. You know, it's not so bad to be cause someone pain by, you know, bonas dvarim with my words. No. Kama malchus mibli ritzua she'egel. Don't worry. There's going to be plenty of malchus. It won't be with the whip of a calf skin, but it will be biyad ha'adon ha'mitzav hazeh, in the hand of the master who commands us about this, yis'ala v'yisparach. So Hashem is going to take care of the malchus for us. It might not be with the whip of a calfskin. It might not be with the whip. But don't think you're going to get off if you cause onas dvarim. I'm taking a break for a minute from the chinuch. No, actually, I'm not going to do it in that order. Let's continue with the chinuch. V'ulam lefi hadoma. Okay, 1 second. However, as it would seem, ein b'mashma she'im b'yisrael achar v'hischil v'hidshi al etzar chaveru b'dvar v'harim, shelo ya'neu ha'shomea. So here touches now the chinuch upon something very interesting. The beginning has been about not being over on onas dvarim. We're not allowed to go and cause someone pain with words. We've given many examples and we've seen different halachos as to how the mitzvah is applicable, especially the shopping one, and especially the one with the people in our home, and especially vis-a-vis young children. So you're not allowed to cause them any agvas nefesh through your words. It's worse than onas mamon. But let's say you're on the receiving end. Okay, chas v'shalom, you should never be on the giving end, but let's say you're on the receiving end. So now the chinuch addresses that here. Ein b'mashma she'im b'yisrael achad v'hitchil v'hitshi al etzar chaveru b'dvarav harim shelo yaneu shama. Should the person, the Israelite, who is on the end of the verbal abuse, should he not answer what is being said to him? She'i afshar lios ha'adam ka'avein she'ein lo hovchim. Because it's impossible that a person, ka'avein she'ein lo hovchim. A person's not a stone that can't be overturned. A person's not an inanimate object. A person's a living, feeling human being. That's what Hashem made us. We're not stone. So let's say now this paragraph addresses you're on the receiving end of the negative comments. Va'od, she'ia b'shtika so k'doma al-charufin. Furthermore, shtika kahoda'a. It seems like in your silence, you agree with what is being said about you. You agree about the slander. You agree that you're deserving of that onas dvarim. Uba emes, and truthfully, lo titzava Torah liosa adam ke'aven. The Torah does not command man to be like a stone. He doesn't command us to be like a doormat. He doesn't command you to be like a person without feeling. A stone doesn't have feeling. You're a flesh and blood human being. Shotek lemecharav kemo lemevarchav. The Torah does not expect us to be like a stone who is quiet before his detractors, like he is quiet before those who bless him. Aval titzava osanu, however, we have been commanded, shenisrachek min hamida hazos. We should stay very, very far away from this mida. V'shlom naschil hiskoteit v'lecharev min adam. You should never be the instigator who starts quarreling and slandering, lecharev megadev, slandering a fellow human being. V'chein yinatza kol adam mikoza, and then all men will be saved from all this. If you make sure that you never instigate onas dvarim, even think of what the mitzvah is called, onas dvarim. It's very befeirush that it is verbal harassment. You should stay away from all this because then man will be saved. Kimisha eino bal ketata lo yechrifeu b'nei adam. And this is so, so, so true. The way a person acts with others, he will be treated by others. Everyone wanted to sit next to Ozzy. And the mail carrier wanted him to have contact and friendship with him. And the Arab workers allowed him to follow them around because of how he treated everybody else. The way we treat others is how we will be treated. Kimish ain't a bal ketata. Someone who is not a bal ketata. Someone who is not an instigator of quora. Someone who does not make mechokas. Lo yachrifeu b'nei adam. No one will speak slander about you. You'll be so endeared to Bnei Adam that you won't be on the receiving end of Onas Dvarim if you're not on the giving end of Onas Dvarim. Zulasiya Shotim Hagmurim, besides for the complete fools, don't worry about the fools, says the Sefer Chinuch. Only the fools who are always looking for fights will pick a fight with a complete tzaddik. But someone who always has a kind word, and don't worry about the stupid ones, he says, don't pay attention to them. But anyone who is not a bal ketata, lo yachrifeu b'nei adam. If you don't instigate quarrel, no. If you don't use your words to harm other people, if you don't use your words to cause pain, whether it's a merchant or a seller or a donkey driver or a chozer p'teshuva or the people in your own house, nobody will cause pain to you. And don't worry about the fools. V'im ula yachrichenu micharef b'nei adam, lashiv al dvarav. And even if perhaps someone is allowed to answer back when he is slandered. Ra'ui l'chacham sheyashiv lo derech salul v'ni'imus. It's appropriate if you really have to answer back, if you're on the receiving end of the onas dvarim, a wise person will answer in a path of pleasantness, salul is with dignity. A person will answer back, he who is, if you're on the receiving end of onas dvarim, the Torah does not expect you to be a stone. However, says the Chinuch, one who does not give out onas dvarim will not be on the receiving end of onas dvarim. But he who answers back should do it in the way of a chacham. You should answer derech silsul with dignity, uni'imus, and with pleasantness. V'lo yachis harbe, you should not become angry, ki ka'as b'chei kisilim yanuach. Paraphrase from Kohelas. Because anger sits in the bosom of fools. V'yenatzel asmo al hashomim mecharofav, v'yishlich hamasa al hamecharif. V'zeu darach hatovim sheb b'nei adam. I want to make sure I'm translating that correctly. One second. Let him excuse himself to those who hear slanders about him. Let him throw the burden onto the slanderer. This is the good way of b'nei adam. So you don't have to be silent. You don't have to stand there while someone attacks you with onas dvarim. However, you should answer in a path of dignity and refinement. And you should never become like the slanderer. You should never become like the baal onas dvarim. V'yesh lanu l'mad dvar zeh shemeiter lanu l'anos kasil fi adoma. And we can learn. How do you know you're allowed to answer back according to what is appropriate? Ma'asher hitira ha-Torah ha-ba b'machteres la-hakdim v'la-hargol, parshas mishpatim. If someone's digging a tunnel into your home to come and kill you, you're allowed to kill them back. You're allowed to take initiative. Ha-ba la-hargol, ba la-hargol, ha-hashkim la-hargol. It's parshas mishpatim. You see quotes here, Shmos Perichov Bis. If someone's digging into your home and they're coming to kill you, so to protect yourself, you're allowed to kill them. There's no suffix. A person is not required to bear damages from the hand of his friend. So could you imagine what his peril is? You know what the proof is that you're allowed to answer back for onas dvarim? If someone comes to kill you, you're allowed to kill him. So could you imagine what he's saying about onas dvarim? Onas dvarim is to such a degree that could actually be like killing a person, which we already know from many sources in our learning. And you don't have to stand by and let somebody kill you. That's what he's equating with. That's where you learn it from. Someone's tunneling into your home to kill you so you could get up and kill them. That's what Unas Tvarim is. Someone is mamish coming to kill you. And you don't have to stand there and let yourself be killed. Ki yeshlo rishus lehinatzel miado. You have to save yourself. You have permission to save yourself. So again, the beginning of the Chinuch is talking about Unas Tvarim. We should never be over the lav where our words are the vehicle for causing so much aguas nefesh to somebody else. It's not just bad midos. You are now over a lav de oraisa, mamish de oraisa. But you have permission. The second half of the, I should say the three quarters, the first three quarters of the chinuch were addressing the sinner. The last quarter is addressing the recipient who's on the brunt of these harmful words. Yeshlo rishusli natzal miyada. You have permission to save yourself. Kamoke midivrei pihu asher mile miramos v'toch. And so too, I want to make sure I translate correctly, even though I reviewed this in preparation, but obviously I reviewed in preparation. One second. Then likewise, he can save himself from the words of the other's mouth, which is filled with cunning and deceit. You're allowed to save yourself. You don't have to stand ali pai while someone is killing you with words. Remember, onas dvarim is worse than onas mamun. V'ulam yesh kat, like from the word kita. V'ulam yesh kas mibnei adam sheola chasidu sam kol kach shelo yartzu lehachnis atzmen barazov. There is a class, a category of people, we can call them the gadolim, the pious, the tzaddikim, the tzirkanios. They have such a level of piety. They don't want to enter themselves into any kind of quarrel at all. They don't want to answer. When someone comes and speaks onas dvarim against them, when someone comes and slanders them, they're not interested at all. I heard a few weeks ago, Rabbi Shai Shechter was giving a shir. I know our time. I'm going to try and finish up in 2 minutes. I'm sorry. Rabbi Shai Shechter was giving a shir. He would speak about the people who published terrible things in the papers about his father, Shli, to the Rashiva of Herschel Shechter. And Rabbi Shai Shechter said his father was never upset. He didn't care at all. Rabbi Shai Shechter said he would be so furious. He would be so angry. How could somebody speak like his own father? Baseless reports, not true reports, complete slander, complete onas dvarim. His father never cared, and he said he would take such umbrage. How could they do this? He said his father never cared. So here the chinuch says, V'ulam yesh kas mibnei adam sheola chasidusam kol kach shelo yirtzu lachnis atzma barazu lashiv charfeim davar. There are people who are not interested. They don't care. Say what you want about me in terms of onas dvarim. I'm not getting embroiled in this machlokas. I'm not defending myself. Pen yigbar le makas. Why? They don't want to be come into the category of anger. Maybe if I start to answer back, I'm going to start to feel angry. I'll start to be embroiled in machlokas. Yis pashtu be'inyan zu yoser midai. And therefore, they'll be very pashut in this matter. They're very simple. They're very foregoing. They're aloofing. They're not interested. This is the highest category of people who make their heart like stone in regard to those who verbally abuse them. They're not interested. About them, the sages say, those who are humiliated, they do not humiliate. Shomim cherpasim, they hear, they're not in gration, ve'enam yeshiv, and they don't answer back. Aleim akazub omer, so clearly this is the highest category, or the Sefer Chinuch would not include it. So even though one is allowed to answer back, and one is not a stone, and when someone does not have to stand there and hear themselves being murdered by onas dvarim, chalil, we should ever be on the giving end. Nevertheless, there is a category of those who do not answer back, who don't care, who will take the onas dvarim, who are not insulted. About them, the pasuk says, "V'o havav kitzeis Hashem mishbigvuraso." But those who bear him love shall be as the sun going forth in its might. So we have to keep in mind the great prohibition and the far-reaching application of sins of speech. Now, what's fascinating is how many times different categories of this mitzvah appear in the Torah, in many different parameters, guidelines, aspects of our lives. And we should start paying attention to our fellow Jews when we're all alive, when we're well, when we can befriend each other, when we can be interested in each other, not Rahman al-Islam, to learn about them after the fact. We should exemplify the midos of this one young child, Azi, who no one could ever remember him becoming angry, who the mail carrier was crying outside the house on the Shiva, who the Arab worker said, sure, you can follow us, who the man who paid a lot of money to have an empty seat next to him would be so happy when Azi would sit next to him. Enough, said Rabbi Yonasan, Rovism Bloom of the Machlokas. Let us never be on the giving end. We've learned many of the Hashkafic aspects of Onas Dvarim and the Halachic aspects of Onas Dvarim. It's a mitzvah de Oraisa. Let us be sure that, never mind, we shouldn't be on the receiving end. But even more, let us never be Chalila Vechas on the giving end. Because you might not get Malkus down here. But how many Malkus will you get without the strap of the whip? Says the Chinuch from the Adon Hakol, should be zochah to always use our words, Latova, as we come up to Ma'amad Har Sinai this week. We're really in the final week of the countdown. Shmos 24/7. Vayikach a sefer bris, vayikra ba'esnei ha'am, vayomer kol asher dibra Hashem, ma'asav nishma. I wish everybody a meaningful, uplifting week of Siyata Deshmaya. Of Shmir Salashon with Harbatza Satora. We thank Alyssa and her family so much for their sponsorship and commitment to the Shir. Have a wonderful week, and we should only share Besuras Tovos Bekarov. Thank you so much, everybody. Amen. Kol Tov.